While the admissions process of City Honors and test schools has been controversial for many years, the situation really blew up this year because of kids not taking state tests while still trying to get into City Honors, which uses the tests in the admissions process. It turned into an elaborate, troubled process of working around the absence of the test scores and the problem of applicants from schools not giving the state tests. School board member Sharon Belton-Cottman says bad decisions are still being made.
Their reasoning behind it is this is the way we've always done it. Okay, there has to be some accountability. If you are a director, if you are a principal, you have to know what's within the law and what's outside of the law. Okay, and if we're looking at disparity of treatment, they need to be educated and taught that it's unacceptable to be doing practices that we can ultimately end up being sued on.
When a parent wanted her child to avoid the test and wanted the same different set of rules for those who couldn't take the test, a task force was convened to look at the situation. Board member Carl Palladino says way too much attention is going to this issue when there are serious academic issues which need to be addressed. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.